Hey, greetings. This is Brother James from DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, today I want to do an audio for the youth. I want to talk about faith and belief explained. Faith and belief explained for the youth. So I want to talk about today to help young people understand what faith is and what a saving faith is. And this is going to be part of my series on going over the gospel for youth to help them understand the path to eternal life, right? Now, I have a long teaching audio on the gospel under our youth section. You can look that up there. But just to recap, Jesus was God and fully man and fully God. He lived a perfect life. He came and he shed his blood and he rose again to help men save their souls so they could enter the kingdom of God and be forgiven. And it is by faith and belief in Jesus Christ that we can be forgiven and enter into eternal life. Isn't that awesome? But what I want to talk about today is, what is a saving faith and what is belief? Let's use some scriptures to help us understand what faith and belief really is. Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So think about that. What this means is, we believe in God, even if we can't see him in person right in front of us, but we have faith in him, and we can do that because of his creation, because of Jesus' life that he sent for us, and because of his word. Isn't that awesome? So that's how we can have faith in God. Now, did you know that we need to have faith to please God at all? Yeah, it says in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Wow, what a promise. If we seek God diligently, that means with a lot of effort, he's going to reward us. So this faith and belief, what does it mean? It means a conviction or a belief that God exists and that you trust in him. Think about that. So it's like a conviction, it's what you really believe, and that God exists, and you believe and trust in him. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Okay, let's look at that word believe. It's just like faith. The Greek word is pistoio, and it means to have faith, to entrust, to be committed to. Yeah, it's not just believing. It's to have faith and to entrust in God's word and God's ways and really, really have faith and belief in who he is and what he said he will do. Isn't that awesome? We can do that when we place our faith and trust and our belief in Jesus Christ, who is our intercessor between man and God. So to trust in God, what it really means is you want to know him, you want to be saved and forgiven by him, you love him, and that means we obey him. The Bible says if we love God, we obey him. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And in Hebrews 5:9, it says, "Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him." So that means we know God's word, and we be willing to obey it and leave sin and leave all bad ways because of our faith in God and Jesus Christ. And so faith and belief is always mixed with works of obedience because we love God. So if we want to obey God and we have faith in him, we're going to keep his commandments, right? Doesn't that make sense? Let's look at some people in the Bible that had faith in God and they believed God. Hebrews 4:11, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous." Isn't that awesome? Abel believed God, but then he did works of obedience because he believed in God. How about Hebrews 11:7? "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house." So Noah was righteous. He had faith and belief in God, but he didn't just believe in his head. He actually obeyed God, and he labored to build an ark. Noah was a righteous man. You and I can be righteous if we also have faith and belief, and then we're willing to trust in God's word and obey. If you notice, their faith was active. That means they obeyed God, they trusted God, they did what God said they should do. They didn't just believe in God and then do their own thing, right? No. Now, the book of James tells us that faith and works are of obedience. Ready? James 2, 22 and through 24. See thou how faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. See ye then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. So you see, James, who is speaking for God there, says faith without works is dead. Works means obeying God and following him. So the Bible teaches us that a saving faith and believing in God means you agree that God is, and that his word is true, and that Jesus came to save us, and then you want to obey his word to please him. And I think you probably know this. There's many people that go to church, even ones that don't go to church, and they say, oh, I believe in God, but they don't obey him, they don't keep the word, they have a dead faith. That means they can't be saved by that faith, because it's not an active, living faith of obeying God because they know him and they love him. A dead faith can't save you, but a faith that's active as you walk in it and obey, it can definitely save you. So I hope that helps you understand what faith and what belief in God is. And to help you, on this link, on this article for this audio, I've listed many verses about faith and belief. So I want you to go look up those verses on faith and belief, and I want you to see how it's used in God's word, and that's going to help you build your faith and your belief in God. So after you go over all those verses and read them in context, that means read where they are, see what it says, maybe talk to your mom and dad about it, then please come back and email me or message me any questions you have, and then I will help you make sure you understand what a saving faith and a belief is. And then next time, when I make an audio in the youth section here, we're going to cover what is repentance. So by faith in Jesus, we believe what he did, and we're willing to follow him. And then repentance, we're going to talk about what repentance means next time. So thanks for listening in. I hope that blessed you and edified you. You place your faith in Jesus, believe in him, and then you follow him with all your heart to eternal life, and I'm here to help you. Hey, till next time, go out and have a wonderful day. May God be praised.